You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. And like we said yesterday, a lot of these things can be hard to accept to the natural mind, and so you have to be persuaded, just like Paul was in Romans chapter 8. And so to that end, our partners have made it possible for us to give away our material for free. And so you can go to KurtOwen.com and you can catch up, subscribe to the podcast. There's a bunch of other materials on there too, but in relation to knowing and believing the love of God, you've got to be fully persuaded about this. And we have covered so much up to this point. I have no idea how many of these broadcasts. I think this is the 119th broadcast that we've done. And I think more than half of them are on the love of God. Because this is such a deep and a rich subject. Not only, by the way, speaking of that, like we said earlier this week, we had a partner that paid for 120 broadcasts, and tomorrow, obviously, that's up. Now, we've made a decision that we're not going to go off the air until we finish this subject. Definitely, because we want to get this into you, and there's some other stuff that the Lord's put in my heart, but. And again, I'm not begging. I mean, listen, if you're not getting anything out of it, there's no reason to support it. I don't fault you. And maybe it, this, you know, we're praying about what the Lord would have us to do. But either way, we're going to finish up on this. But I do want to say this. For those of you that have been faithful and been listening and stuff like this and go to the website and listen, thank you so much for entrusting us and listening to the Word. And making the Word a priority, it will change your life forever. And so thank you for that. But those resources are available, and you do need to become fully persuaded. And we, so get there and listen to it. Now, again, let's go here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. It says, what shall we say of these things? If God, and you can go back and get the context of that. If God is for us, who can be against us? Right there, that is completely foreign to most people's thinking, because most people don't believe God is for them. They don't believe that. And why would God ever be for me? Because He's in love with you, and He wants you to succeed. He wants you to have a better life than you could ever possibly imagine. God is in love with you. And if God is for you, then what do you have to fear? Who can be against you? Who can success? Now, does that mean nobody's going to come against you? Nope, doesn't mean that. It means that no one will ever be successful in coming against you. That's what that means, okay? So, he said, but then he points this out. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Golly, he's not going to withhold anything. Not a single thing. Isn't that awesome? That God is not going to withhold. And it only makes sense. We got into this towards the end of yesterday. But if God is not going to spare Jesus in his very best, what's he going to withhold now? This again, I said it yesterday, but it's true. This is the reason all you people who tell people that God doesn't want them well and that he's not going to heal them, or you never know, that's just stupid. Because God gave us Jesus. If God gave us Jesus, what's he going to stop now? People say, well, you know, God gave you Jesus, that should be enough. It is enough. But when he gave you Jesus, okay, let me put it to you like this. If I come to you and I give you everything I have, I give you all my money, I give you my house and everything else like that, and you look at me and say, well, you know, I know you gave me all this, but could I have the button on your shirt? Do you really think after I've given you all that I have and you say, can I have the button on your shirt? I'm going to say, well, no. I gave you all this. I gave you my very best. I'm willing to lay my life down for you, but I'm going to, no, that's a bridge too far. I'm not giving you the button off my shirt. No. 1,000 times no. If I gave you my very best, why am I going to withhold that from you? Notice how it says it here. He who did not spare his own son. In other words, if he didn't hold back Jesus, what's he going to withhold back now? Your healing? Your deliverance? Especially since he is for you? Well, you never know what God's going to do. He's for me. Shouldn't that give me an indication of what he's going to do? I mean, let me ask you this. If you and I are together and a fight breaks out, you think I'm going to fight with the other people if I'm for you? You think I'm going to join in with those guys that are attacking? No, I'm going to fight for you. It means you don't have to watch your back. Most people have a relationship with God where it's almost like they got to watch their back with Jesus. Like at any point, Jesus is going to stab you in the back. He's going to steal something from you. He's going to kill somebody you love. He's going to destroy something. That's not true. God is for you. And if you've got that attitude of God towards God and you've been told that's who God is, you're wrong. That's not who he is. God is for you. If he didn't spare Jesus, what's he going to spare now? He's going to spare your deliverance from cancer. He's going to spare your deliverance from pornography. He's going to spare your deliverance from poverty and lack. He's not going to help you, empower you to make a better life for your children. That is bull. That is not true. God is not sparing anything from you. Why? Because he's for you. And again, let's look at this again. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Freely. You don't even have to earn it. It's free. It was all in Jesus. With him, freely give us all things. Everything was provided in Jesus. Jesus was a demonstration of the love of the Father. Jesus was a demonstration of the love of the fact that God is for you and that God is not going to withhold anything from you. Will God help me pay my rent? Yes. Will God help me pay my mortgage? Yes. Will God help me pay my house off? Yes. Will God heal me? Yes. Will God heal me of cancer? Yes. Will God heal me of a cold? Yes. God will heal you of a hangnail. God will heal you of a headache. Why? Because he didn't spare Jesus, and so through with Jesus, he has freely given you all things. Everything. There's not anything that you could bring. Now, again, you can't, will God give me my neighbor's wife? No. Don't be an idiot. No, he's not going to do that. But he's not going to withhold anything you need, and he's for you. See, all of those that have been, you've been thinking about not committing your life to the Lord, come on. Why wouldn't you commit yourself to somebody that freely gives you all things, that didn't withhold Jesus from you? Come on now. He's in love with you. He wants to help you. He desires to be a blessing to you. He didn't withhold Jesus. God is in love, and he's not sparing anything, not even Jesus. And with Jesus, he made the way so that he could bless you with every blessing in Christ Jesus. People say, well, that's just spiritual. Listen, a spirit created everything. If you've got it in the spirit, you've got it in the natural. It was a spirit that created this earth. And when he blessed him, it empowered them to have everything here. Now again, let me read it again, okay? Just so you're getting it. Ready? Verse 31. What shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He Now, he's being clear. He who did not spare his own son, he didn't withhold Jesus. What's he going to withhold now? But delivered him up for us all. You're saying he's going to withhold something from you after he sent Jesus and delivered up Jesus for you? He sent Jesus to the cross into hell for you to pay the penalty for your sin for you, and now he's going to withhold from you? No, he's in love with you. In fact, he delivered him up for you. How shall he not with him, with Jesus, also freely give us all things? Notice he's going to give you freely all things with Jesus, not through you getting it right, not through you doing everything perfectly, not through you making every right decision. No, it's not about you. This is not a you story. This is a Jesus story. This is about what Jesus has done. This is about you magnifying him. But everything that you have need of was provided in Jesus. Spirit, soul, body, financially and socially. Free. This isn't just spiritually. A lot of times people try to say, well, God, what Jesus did was only spiritual. No, it wasn't. Jesus said, it says that he bore your poverty, that Jesus was made poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. People say, well, that's just spiritually. No, it says freely give us all things. With him freely give us all things. Healing, yes. Isn't that all things? A spouse that is a blessing to you, isn't that all things? Children, isn't that all things? Everything. Healing, deliverance from everything was purchased in Jesus. And it's not about you earning it. It's about what he gives it to you in Jesus. Not in what you do, but in what Jesus did. Now people say, well, so it doesn't matter what I do. Of course it matters what you do. Because if you believe this, it'll change how you act. But this isn't the law. This isn't you earning the blessings of God. This is Jesus earning the blessings for you. This is an awesome thing to know that God is not withholding from you. Listen to these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida